What's up, everyone? Andres, off the record, pulling up some information here because there's been some breaking news about the presidential election stuff. A lot of news actually that has broken in the past hour. As of this recording, Biden has not spoken in the evening yet. And I don't care, I'm not going to listen to him. He's not the president-elect. But I will tell you where things stand. And I try to record different updates throughout the day, but I've been very busy. So I actually had to delete those updates because they no longer apply. Anyway, let's move on. So where things stand. Like I said, none of this was a surprise to me. I said it before. Expect litigation. Regardless if someone was declared or whether they were declared, whether it's a stalemate or something, there was going to be litigation of all sorts all over the place. So the breaking news that happened just about an hour ago is that the United States Supreme Court has ordered Pennsylvania ballots that were received after the election day to be moved, like segregated. So whatever's come in after the cutoff point, which I think was 10 p.m. November 3rd, they have to separate all those ballots. They can't just keep counting them. So here's the big dilemma that's been happening with the whole counting. How coincidental that the states where they stopped counting and then when they restarted counting, they all miraculously started going for Biden, were all the swing states, where it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia. And as of right now, Wisconsin is supposed to be recounting. They're waiting for 100% of the total vote to then recount. I believe they're in the process of recounting. Michigan looks to be so also. And the other update regarding Michigan is that there's been glitches that have been reported. And about 47 of 48 counties were using a program where they were running through the ballots and they were being misappropriated because when they counted them manually, it wasn't adding up to what the machine was reporting. So glitches galore everywhere. How coincidental that every single problem that has occurred has been in the favor of blue. Now, when it comes to Georgia, it was razor thin. The Secretary of State of Georgia declared that they're going to do a recount. They were about 98, 99%, and it looked like Biden had the edge there. And in the case of Pennsylvania, huge win for Trump in that the Supreme Court stepped in and said, you got to separate the ballots and count them properly and vet them. Here's the chess game that I wanted to get at, because everybody was feeling, oh my gosh, can we just call Nevada already? That's the sixth that Biden needs and then it's done. Well, Arizona, they're still not done yet for whatever reason. And that one is supposed to probably be going to Trump. But because it's so razor thin, it's not officially called. So depending on which news outlet you're looking at, Biden hasn't won those yet. So Nevada wouldn't have done it. It's just a decision desk was just like, well, let's just give him Pennsylvania because there's no more doubt left there. There's plenty of doubt left. That's why they're the only ones that have called it. No one else has called it. And it doesn't really matter because ultimately it's the Electoral College that's going to, after they certified the vote, to then give the Electoral College votes. It's not dependent on the news media. So the media right now is trying to secure in their way to give it to Biden because by giving it to him, the lawsuits that I've always said is going to happen no matter what become that much harder to do. Here's the thing. What happened in Michigan and in Pennsylvania is that the poll observers, both parties can have poll observers there and they can be up to 6 feet apart to make sure the ballots are being observed, being counted or whatever. If they see anything mischievous, that they can report it. And believe me, there's been a bunch of mischievous crap happening. But what's been happening is that Republican poll watchers have either been kicked out, barred, or told to stay 100 feet away, which in some cases is outside the building, and they cannot observe anything. The Pennsylvania court yesterday ordered that the Republican observers can be there because the Democrat observers are there. So they can be there. And guards or whatever outside the polling stations or the county stations wouldn't let them in. And this thing's been publicized all over the place. Now, Project Veritas has been doing their best to sound the alarm as to what scams been happening with the United States Postal Service in different areas, particularly Pennsylvania and Michigan. And in those places, There is a whistleblower that actually uncovered himself. There's another whistleblower out there, but he's still behind the scenes anonymous, basically. But one of them decided to come forward, and now he's being threatened to be not just gone after by the local USPS, but also to his career to be destroyed. So that happened again within the past hour, and they're on the record showing that or reporting that the supervisors in certain bowling polling stations or mailing depots were being told for the ballots that they were coming through that they have to backdate them to November 3rd and then take them. And some of them were being scolded for using the wrong postmark. In other words, the day of, they were being scolded. And the orders were, even as of today, November 6th, to backdate them to November 3rd. So how rampant is this? And not to mention polling station workers boasting on social media, throwing away the Trump votes. Come on, stupid. How confident and cocky are you that you're willing to post that up? Of course, some of them have deleted all that crap since then, but the fact is that there is interference, there's fraud that is happening. The question ultimately becomes is how widespread is this? Is it enough to affect the election? We don't entirely know, but there's a lot of suspicious activity in the case of Wisconsin and Michigan, where Trump was leading big, and in 1 hour it changed because in that 1 hour they stopped counting, and the next hour they started counting, and lo and behold, it's just a big old blue bleep. And what happened in between was caught on video, and particularly in Michigan. Pennsylvania is probably the worst of all three in terms of corruption, but that's where we are now, which is why if there's enough doubt that can be sowed, and the media saying that Trump is challenging the democratic process, or is a sad day for our democracy that he's trying to challenge this. It makes no sense, particularly when 2 years ago Stacey Abrams in Georgia was running, I believe, for a governor there. She lost by 50,000 votes, but she took 2 weeks to finally concede the election, and the media was just loving her. She was held as a hero for challenging the result, and at the end, she was forced to concede because there was no way she was going to win, losing 50 by 50,000 votes even after a recount. So in the end, there was racism for why she didn't win. Of course, racism and sexism because she's a black and a woman. I'm surprised she didn't say they also fat shamed her because she's overweight. And I bring that up because the media all over the place are making fun of the obese old turtle that's flailing in the sun, being scorched while he's desperately trying to turn backside up. That's what CNN's Anderson Cooper said about Trump after his last public speaking regarding questionable activity, voter fraud while he was winning. Trump was declaring himself as winner too. So was Biden. So they're both declaring themselves winners. So as of now, we don't have a definitive yes or no for either party. And I don't expect it to. Not the way it's so chaotic. That's why multiple states are demanding or have ordered the recount. I don't even know where Arizona stands as of right now. I think they might be ordering a recount too because of how razor thin the margins are there. Same thing might be in Nevada, where at least there have been 3,200 incidents of non-resident Nevadans and dead registrants that have voted, or incidents reporting from all over the place of people that were waiting in line to go vote in person only to find out that they have already voted. Like, huh? Yeah, it's a bunch of crazy crap, particularly those that are recording the screenshot and everything, video recording the screens, checking for absentee ballots that miraculously were registered the same day, delivered the same day, and counted the same day. And some of those people are deceased about 20, 30 years. It's nothing new. For anybody that's followed this stuff, it's nothing new. If you haven't heard of Acorn, know about Acorn. It's just that the voter fraud that's happened before. The question was at the national level how much of it there was to affect the outcome of a presidency. There never was any signs that it was enough to affect it. Not even the Acorn case of 2012 during Obama's reelection. At the local levels, yes. Including how corrupt Pennsylvania has been up until 6 months ago, where one of the high legislators was, including judges, were bribed. to do what they were doing, and they got caught doing it. And it's just that, and the big media outlets reported this. But because of the coronavirus, suddenly they changed the tune where they say that mail-in voting is so fraudulent, you shouldn't do it. That was in May. But then in June, we gotta do mail-in voting. It's the trusted way to do it, the only way to do it for this election, because they can rig it. And that's what it screams right now, that it's all been rigged. But look, yeah, I have my pent-up rage about anything like this because it's disgusting to see it all play out. If it's a fair fight, Trump loses, Trump loses. You don't see the reported 70 million people that have voted for Trump rioting out on the streets. The only ones that have been creating social unrest during this whole election time has been the leftist radicals. So if anyone should be scared of anything, is if it goes the other way around, particularly as we enter litigation. And people are behaving like this has never happened. We have Al Gore out there telling Trump that he has to honor the system, the same guy that actually delayed the 2000 election for 45 days, demanding recounts, not of the entire state of Florida, but in counties where he thought he would benefit from it and it will help turn the election. Of course, we don't learn the lessons from history when it comes to the media because they only generate their own fantasy, for which is why they feed the frenzy to you. The media has been the enemy of the people that have stoked these divisions amongst us. So how are we supposed to come together where now there's an actual website, and I'll probably play the screenshot here for you to see, an actual website trying to keep a tab on all of those that have supported Trump and to basically ruin their lives. Or in the other case, where there's celebrities that are either disowning their own people and calling them not their people anymore, or how the media are saying that anyone that voted that's Hispanic, Black, or Asian are not Hispanic, Black, or Asian because they supported Trump, despite the fact that he's had the most record turnout for Blacks, Hispanics, and Asians than any Republican in history. So that means Biden won the white vote. But I thought Trump was the racist. Whatever. That's the latest about what's happening. And like I said, regardless whether today someone had been declared winner and not, no one's declared winner here, because nothing's been tabulated or finalized just yet. This is gonna keep on going, and like I anticipate, this is gonna just keep on going regardless if someone calls it. But the Democrats are desperate to get Biden the win, so it becomes that much harder for Trump to challenge it. Here's the big deal. I was bringing up Michigan earlier because here's how it works. While the votes are being counted and tabulated, you can check and validate the votes as they're being counted, with fraud or not. So if they're doing fraud, they tabulated and counted it, that's because they've been verified. So if you challenge it after it's been called, it's like, oh, it's finalized, it's certified, it's going to be given to somebody, and then the campaign says recount that, that's exactly what it is, a recount. So the burden of proof is a lot more difficult to prove the fraud because you're not going to be able to analyze the votes to that extent as would be if the poll observers were there to see it play out. So that's why they want to call it for him. It's corruption. It's a chess match. That's why Trump immediately on the eve, oh, not on the after the election per se, because it was past midnight, he was demanding an order to stop the counting because of that very thing. The very thing he warned would happen ended up happening 2 hours later. And everybody said, "Oh my goodness, Trump, look what you're doing. He's just trying to flex his executive power, what a fascist he is." See, if he were a fascist, all these idiots claiming he was fascist wouldn't even be able to say that. You think Benito Mussolini let anybody get away with that? No one would dare do that if they were truly scared for their lives. So, no. Only people like the spoiled leftist, first world brats can complain about authoritarianism where it doesn't exist. But because they've been wired to just say these bigoted things, they'll say it because that's the world that they live in. Every time they make false claims, the burden of proof is on those that are innocent in all this. And it's just annoying. But anyway, I've been used to this because, again, I've been in this thing for a long, long time. Nothing surprises me. And all this stuff, like I said, I called it. And I hate saying I told you so, but damn, did I tell you so that this crap was going to happen and play out the way it has. But yeah, anyway, that's the long, lengthy update. I'll just close out with this. Ultimately, once all this is played out, and if there's and where the fraud is proven and it's still not enough to weigh in the favor of Trump or whatever, and Biden's still the winner in all this after the fraudulent stuff's been weeded out, fine, he's the winner. I just want to make sure that this crap is resolved by January 20th. Because if Nancy Pelosi survives the turmoil that's currently happening in her own Democrat caucus, because everybody's angry at her, the Democrats didn't get the power they were hoping to get. There's supposed to be a big old power grab, a huge blue wave that never came. So now the red wave was coming, and the media outlets and the idiot leftist celebrity was saying there's a red mirage. Well, there wasn't, because the Republicans gained seats in the House, and it's looking pretty clear they might be dead even in the House of Representatives. Not what Democrats are happy about, because that means whatever majority the Democrats had is almost very slim. And that's not cool for them, because they thought they were going to control all of the two houses of Congress, both the Senate and the House of Representatives. But it looks like, and it should, the Republicans are going to hold the majority in the Senate. Have gained almost breaking even in the House of Representatives. That means Congress, basically Republicans control the majority of the power there. And on top of that, they control the governorship with break even at 26 versus 24 at the gubernatorial level. And not to mention the judicial branch that all you leftists say it's just skewed heavily conservative. That's going to take us back to the medieval times and imposing the Torah on us. Because that's the first five books of the Bible that you judge Christianity for, but it's the Jewish books of the law. So that's what you think is going to be installed here. Anyway, all that to be said, that should Biden be president, there will be a huge check on his power that when he has an accident and Kamala Harris steps in, she will not be able to flex what power they were hoping to have to radically transform our country. So that's why when you ask me, look, if it's not Trump, then it's Biden, slash Harris, because it looks like it's her. They're going to be neutered when it comes to power. But if it's Trump, hallelujah, even better. But that's why I'm not entirely concerned about that. Hell, I come from a one-party state where somehow the Democrats gained even more power here through however means they did it after this horrible lockdown and egregious executive power grab by the governor. That's also because a lot of people have left California, so that's the good ones, maybe, and those that are leftists that voted for these policies that moved out and started voting left in those other places. Maybe it was all planned, coordinated. I don't know, whatever. But that's just me speculating at that point. Anyway, I was getting a little long-winded. I want to wrap it up here. That's your latest update. And that's the last update I'll probably give unless something huge happens that requires me to weigh in. But this is the analysis that you got to take into this weekend, because that really is everything there is to know. This is not over yet, and I'm not happy about that. But we're not going down without a fight either. That's it for this one. See you in the next one.